Welcome to the weekend, and I've invited Channing Powell, the woman behind Made in PGH, all about the Berg. And Channing, you worked with us. You were part of Team Odyssey for how many years, Seth? Did you say seven?
Yes, almost 7 years.
Oh my gosh. How did you escape the island of misfit toys?
I broke free. I broke out, but I came back today.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate that because you are really plugged in with, and that's the whole idea behind Made in PGH. It's stuff that's going on in and around town.
Exactly. Yes.
So what do you got?
So we got a lot of events coming up, but let's start with tonight. The Mattress Factory is hosting their garden party. It's the museum's themed 21 and over annual fundraiser benefiting the artistic education and community outreach programs that the Mattress Factory hosts and has been doing for many years.
And for those that don't know, that's in the north side.
On the north side,
and
yes.
It's this really artsy, eclectic place, but it's really popular. And a lot of people here don't know it's here. Probably more people from out of town know to
right.
come because it has that kind of reputation.
It does, yes. And this event almost sells out every year, the garden party. And there's a different theme every year. This year, the theme is make-believe. So you have to dress accordingly, Larry. I don't know what comes to your mind.
Make-believe.
For a make-believe.
I make-believe I'm sleeping.
Okay. So you'll show up in your PJs.
Or.
You don't know.
I'll come in one of those super light sleeping bags they use for the Arctic, you know, with just the arms and legs cut out.
I like it. It's creative. See, it's whatever comes to your mind. I'm doing some type of whimsical princess thing.
So you are going.
I am attending, yes.
And then you post on
Made
social media.
Yes.
Yeah, Made at PGH. Yeah, and right down and across the river, this is the last weekend for the Dollar Bank Three Rivers Arts Festival.
That's right.
So we got a lot of artisans in and around town.
That's correct. I have the lineup of bands for the arts festival, should anyone be interested.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
What do you got?
7:30 tonight, Doom Flamingo. And it's a synth wave band from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a huge fan of Charleston, and I think that there's a lot of great artists out there. And their music is a mix of Top Gun guitar riffs and Miami Beach poolside lounge vibes, contrasted with dark synth sounds reminiscent of old John Carpenter films. That sounds interesting.
Holy heck.
I love that.
That sounds like how they name what's in a wine, you know? It's like a hint of berries and, you know, it's, smoke, this, that.
Right. Well,
that's actually pretty creative.
There's a lot of different type of genres that go into this group, I guess, that premieres tonight at 7:30 at the main stage. Saturday at 7:30, Sugar Hill Gang and the Furious Five. They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're known for Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight,
yes,
was probably the first rap song I ever remember. And that goes way back.
Right.
Before you were even here on the planet.
Correct.
Sugar Hill Gang and
the Furious Five.
Tomorrow night, and that's at the Dollar Bank Three Rivers
Correct.
Arts Festival.
Yep. And don't forget, World Square is taking place in Market Square today through Sunday. It's the last weekend for it. World Square is a celebration of international cultures from around the Pittsburgh area. It's for all ages, and it's free to attend. You'll be witnessing unique art, music and dancing, cuisine from 30 international communities that now call Pittsburgh their home. So very interesting, a lot of great people to meet and just be with the Pittsburgh community.
And we just talked to Patty Jo Lambert, the Bantam Jeep Festival director. They're doing their 13th year. They get 10,000 people to show up for this. They call it an invasion. It's a parade of Jeeps, about 1,000 of them in Butler. So this is up at Cooper's Lake.
Yes.
Have you ever been to this event?
I haven't. I used to drive a Wrangler. And I always missed Jeep Fest, but I felt I wanted to
but
be a part of
it. You knew about it.
I knew about it. I knew about it as soon as I got the Jeep, but everyone was saying, oh, you ready to take it to Jeep Fest? I never made it.
That's not how they said it, Channing. They said.
But they said it.
Hey, Channing.
Yeah.
You got to take a Jeep up Butler at Cooper's Lake.
How'd you know? They did say it like that. But I kept missing it. But yeah, it's a big deal.
And of course, we have the Pirates in town. Still, after their series with the Dodgers, they have the Twins over at PNC Park. That always draws a lot of people to the city, too.
Always, yes.
What else you got?
Well, I wanted to mention, mark your calendars for June 29th. Southside Works, Made in PGH, is bringing our famous Best Bites event to that neighborhood of Southside Works Town Center. There's a lot of great new restaurants that a lot of people don't know is there. And it's just a great event for you to discover the new restaurants. What it is a self-guided tasting tour. You get your lanyard, you start in different locations, and you just go along the tour and hit all the restaurants and sample either craft cocktails, international cuisine, things like that. And it's so fun to bring your family, bring your friends. It's noon to 4, June 29th. Tickets are on sale now.
And for those that don't know, Pittsburgh Southside Works is where the old J&L Steel used to be. Of course, it's been there a long time now.
Sure.
But they've basically reinvented it in the last few years.
They did
some significant upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
So where the theater used to be, they actually have, I think they put a nursing school up there, but then they opened up a lot of the ground level. There's new businesses over there, too.
Yes.
So that's the idea. There is like a town square.
Yeah. We also host workouts right in that grassy area in front of the Cheesecake Factory. We host free workouts every other Sunday in Southside Works, and we partner with different gyms around Pittsburgh. And it's fun to just get outside on a Sunday morning and be with the Pittsburgh community, do a workout that maybe you haven't tried yet, and just come try it out for free. So there is a lot going on in the Southside Works, and people should come check it out and come on the Best Bites food tour on June 29th.
You got a couple more things. Hang on. Channing Powell's with us from Made in PGH on the Big K Morning Show.